This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A song from The Toys called Smoke Two Joints, which is a bad idea any way you look at it. 7 o'clock in the morning on 93 XRT. It's time to find out what exactly is going on here with the news. Mary Dixon.
Today around Chicago and around the country, kids will be walking out of school to rally for stricter gun laws and to mark the 19th anniversary of the mass shooting at Columbine High School in Colorado. Some schools are also reminding parents to discuss another meeting of 420, a day that is somehow about weed. As you might expect, it's a long, winding, and kind of unreliable story. Anyway, a new CBS News poll on this 420 shows 6 out of 10 Americans think marijuana should be legal. 7 years ago, more than half of those polled were against legalizing it. Today, 60% say states should decide the issue, and that includes respondents of both parties and those who are for and against decriminalization. President Trump was concerned about his national security advisor's judgment and asked then-FBI Director James Comey to let go of an investigation into Michael Flynn's interactions with Russian officials. Some of the revelations in Comey's contemporaneous memos about his meetings with Trump before he was fired. The Justice Department released the memos to Congress. They were promptly leaked to the media. Comey writes he wrote those memos out of concern that Trump might lie later about their interactions. He'll discuss it during the Chicago Humanities Festival tonight. Former New York City mayor and advisor Rudy Giuliani is joining Trump's legal defense team. He says he hopes to negotiate an end to the special counsel's Russia investigation. Teachers in Arizona voted to walk out next week over low pay. They're following the lead of educators in West Virginia, Oklahoma, and Kentucky. It's 7:02 on XRT. Cubs beat the Cardinals 8-5 at Wrigley yesterday. Tonight they play in Colorado while the White Sox host the Astros. It's going to be sunny today with a high in the upper 50s, cooler by the lake. Clear skies in mid-30s tonight, cloudy in upper 50s tomorrow, but still cooler by the lake. It's 38 degrees at the lakefront, 35 at Midway and O'Hare.
A big day in the history of baseball today. In 1912, Fenway Park opened up for the first time for the Boston Red Sox. They played the New York Highlanders, later the New York Yankees. And also, on April 20th, in 1916, the Chicago Cubs played at Wegman Park for the first time before it became Wrigley.
Oh, so that was the day that they started playing at what would be Wrigley Field.
That's right. Before that, it was part of the Federal League. But the Cubs started April 20th, 1916, at the future Wrigley Field, which makes me think that maybe they used to start the baseball season a little bit later in April than they do now.
Indeed, they apparently did. Well, happy 102nd anniversary.
God, you're good with math.
Cubbies.
I couldn't have done that in a day and a half. We have a Friday feature with Bruce Springsteen today, and the next song is going to remind us of one of the special moments in the Born in the USA tour at Soldier Field.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.